So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion from the previous daf, where we were discussing the question posed to Rav Nachman, whether Shabbos is kaveil l'maaser even produce which is loynigmer malachta. Rav Nachman replied, "Shabbos kaveas beimedaber shenigmer malachta, beimedaber shloynigmer malachta." Mazucha tried to support this from our Mishnah, where we learned that va'id amar b'liyazer, "Oymen adam ala muktzah erev Shabbos b'shvius, va'oymen mekanan yoichel l'machar." The fact that his case was regarding Shvius, where produce is potter from Meiser, seems to imply that generally, Shabbos would be Kaveil Meiser. However, this proof was rejected by the Gemara because in the case of our Mishnah, the produce is not Chayev Meiser because Shabbos was Kaveya, but rather because he actively designated the produce by saying Mikan on the Eichel Amachar, which makes it like Nigma Malachtoi, ready to eat. Our Gemara now continues. V'haloi Meiser Chayzer. In the case of our Mishnah, since it was not actually separated, only designated, it's like leftover produce which can be returned to the storage bin, and in such a case, we have learned that according to Rabbi Eliezer, kol hecha de meisri chayzer loy kava, it's not kaveh lemaisa. Amar Rav Shimon bar Ashi, Rabbi Eliezer ka'amrit, Rabbi Eliezer l'taymei da'amar truma kava v'koshkin Shabbos. As we learned in the Mishnah in Meisrus, ditznan perish atarmen atchel denigra malachtan, Eliezer oisro lecha min aroi v'cham matirin. Eliezer holds that if one separated truma from produce, shaloi nigma malachtan, it becomes hukva lemaiser. Therefore, he holds that Shabbos is also kaveh lemaiser, even produce shaloi nigma malachtan. However, the Chachamim hold that truma, and likewise Shabbos, are not kaveh lemaiser produce, shaloi nigma malachtan. The Gemara tries to bring proof from the Seif of our Mishnah. Toshima, the Chacham oimrim at sheir shema yomrim mikan ve'ad kan. The Chacham hold that it's not sufficient for him to verbally designate the produce from before Yom Tov, but rather he must actually mark off the produce and specify exactly what he will be using on Yom Tov. The Gemara asks similarly as it is asked on the previous daf, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Time of derev Shabbos b'shviyis adha delav bar isurihu, ha b'shar shnei shavua d'bnei isurin ninu, asurim. Our Mishnah was specifically discussing a case of Shemitah year, implying that in a non-Shemitah year, Shabbos would be kaveh l'maaser. The Gemara again rejects this, and states that the reason in our Mishnah that the produce becomes hukav l'maaser is because the person stated mikan ve'ad kan on the oichel l'machar and designated the produce physically. However, it's not a proof to a regular case of Shabbos as to whether it is kaveh l'maaser produce shloi nigma malachta. As to why our Mishnah brought specifically a case of Erev Shabbos, the Gemara answers as it did according to Rabbi Eliezer on the previous stuff. K'mash malan de tevel muchun hu etzel Shabbos, shem ava v'tikne mesukin. The Mishnah, by the way, wanted to teach us that Tevel is considered Muchen as far as Shabbos is concerned, and is not considered Muktzah Machmas Isser, because if someone separated Trumas and Maisa on Shabbos, the produce may be eaten. The Gemara concludes the halacha in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Ki Azar Rav and Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Echad Shabbos, Vechad Truma, Vechad Chatzar, Vechad Mekach, Kulan and Kaivin El Bedavar, Shenigma Malachtan. Each of these items is Kaveh El Maisr only if Nigma Malachtan. These items are Shabbos, designated the food to be eaten on Shabbos, Truma, separating Truma before the produce was Nigma Lachtan, Chatzar, bringing the produce into one's courtyard, Mekach, performing a transaction with the produce. Regarding Mekach, the Gemara brings support from a Braisa. Netanya, Halkech Te'enim Ama Oretz, B'makim Shroi B'nei Adam Dersin, Oichel Men Aroi Ma'asrin Demai. If one purchases figs from an Ama Oretz, where most people dry their figs, and therefore the figs are not Nigma Lachtan, one may eat from the figs ba'if and aroi, and when one will separate trumas and maises, one should do as demai, only suffic tevel. The Gemara says we can learn three things from this price. Mekach in the kavas el bedavish nigma malachta. A business transaction is only kavel la maiser and produce that is nigma malachta. Reva ma'aretz ma'astrin hein, since we are obligated to separate maiser only as demai. Shema menoa ma'astrin demai me'a ma'aretz afila bedavish alay nigma malachta. We may separate Trumas and Maisis in the status of Demai from the produce of Anam Aretz, even before the produce has finished its production process. And with the Raisa, we assume the Am Aretz have separated Trumas and Maisis even before Nigma Malachtan. Hanulach Perek HaMeivi, we have Baruch Hashem finished the fourth Perek HaMeivi, and will now begin the fifth and final Perek HaMesechtes Beitza, Mashilin Be'ez Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, Mashilin Peres Derech HaRuva B'Yamtiv Avalei B'Shabbos. Fruits that have been placed on the roof to dry, and he sees rains coming that might ruin the fruit, he may throw the fruits down the skylight and the ceiling on Yom Tov, because this is not a Tirch Yisera. However, he may not do this on Shabbos, because on Shabbos, even a minimal Tirch is forbidden. Similarly, on Yom Tov, one may only lower the fruits through a skylight, but not through a regular window in the wall, as that would entail Tirch Yisera of lifting, and this was not permitted by the Chacham. One may cover fruit on Yom Tov to protect it from a leak in the ceiling, as well as jugs of wine or oil of truma that are mukza may be covered in order to protect them. One may put a bucket under a drip to protect the house. The Gemara examines the Mishnah's use of the word mashil and says that there are several gersois for this word, and all are acceptable as they all connote the same meaning. The various words are mashilin, mashchilin, mashirin, mashchirin, and manshirin. And the Gemara cites a pasuk or a Mishnah for each word to show how each one conveys the idea of falling or removing. The Gemara tries to understand just how many fruits one may remove from the fruit in this fashion and asks, Ad kama, what quantity is the Mishnah referring to? Amr b'asim Rabbi Yechanan, Ko'isa sheshaninu, mefanen arba v'chamesh kupesh shal tevim shal tevua, and they ha'orchim u'menei bitl b'samedrash. Similar quantities to what we learned in the Mishnah, Mesech the Shabbos, where one may move 4 and 5 kupot of wheat and straw to make room for gas, and to make room for people to learn in the b'samedrash. Tais explains that a kupa is equal to 3 sah, which would make this amount 12 to 15 sah of produce. The Gemara questions that perhaps the two cases are not comparable, as the Mishnah in Shabbos is referring to bitl beis hamedrash, which might be the reason why such quantities are permissible. Or perhaps le'idach kisa, perhaps our Mishnah should permit an even larger amount, as referring to hafsid mamon, as the fruits are might potentially get ruined by the rain. The Gemara continues this discussion on the next daf.